Good morning. Welcome back to the Chamber Show here on WVOX. We're here every second Monday and fourth Monday at 11 a.m. You're joining us now on 1460 on your AM dial or worldwide at WVOX.com. And with me today is Diamond Wallerstein, the Deputy Director for the Chamber of Commerce, and Julio Ramirez. He is the agency owner for Brightway Insurance. Thank you both for being here. How are you today, Mr. Ramirez?
I'm doing really well. Thank you for having me.
Oh, good. All right. So we're going to start by interviewing Mr. Ramirez about Brightway Insurance and what he does. And then a little later, Diamond and I will have some exciting announcements about the Neuroshell Chamber and the parade. So thank you again for coming on. So, Julio, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Again, thank you for having me on.
Of course.
I'm a New Yorker, born and raised. I currently live in Brooklyn with my wife and my little fluffy white dog named Enzo. And I opened up an insurance agency in New Rochelle a little over a year ago. I've been in the insurance industry since 2006. I got a lot of my experience from working at two different insurance agencies. And I decided, you know what? I think I can do this on my own and open up my own shop. And New Rochelle was a no-brainer for me. It's a great city. And the development and the growth is pretty exciting, and I look forward to helping out the community and being part of it, and hopefully my business can help other businesses. I also went to school not too far from here in Newburgh, New York. I got my undergrad degree from Mount Saint Mary College in Newburgh. What else?
All right, great. So can you tell us a little bit about what you do at Brightway Insurance?
So we're an insurance agency, and our focus is auto, home, life, and commercial insurance.
Okay.
We, at the moment, have partnerships with 10 auto insurance companies, close to 30 home insurance companies. And for life insurance, we pretty much can work with any life insurance company licensed to do business in New York. And commercial, we have a couple handful of great insurance companies that can help with, you know, the business insurance and those more complicated commercial policies.
Okay. Also, any of our viewers out there, if you'd like to call in, our number is 914-636-0110, and we'd be happy to answer any of your questions. So I know you mentioned that you sell auto and life insurance as well as home. Can you tell us some of the top factors that drive property insurance rates?
Well, there's close to 30 factors that affect property rates.
Maybe give us five.
I'll give you a couple.
Okay.
The crime rate is one of the big factors. You know, if there's a high crime rate, the insurance companies kind of see that as a negative and might, you know,
increase the risk.
Adjust the rates. The proximity to the coast, because of the possibility of flooding, also impacts the rates. The main impact on your home insurance rate is the amount of coverage A you get. So if you have $500,000 in coverage A, it's obviously going to be more expensive than having $300,000 in coverage A. So those are a couple of the factors. Oh, and one last thing that's super important, and a lot of people don't know this, is a lot of the insurance companies nowadays are going to a credit score model to come up with your rate.
Yeah.
So if you have poor credit, that'll also affect your home insurance rate.
Okay, so what questions or concerns do you hear most regarding homeowners insurance?
Well, the main one is the first one, and it's very important, is the price.
Right.
And obviously price is important, but you don't want to sacrifice coverage because you're so focused on price.
Mm-hmm.
And there's different ways that you can reduce the price on auto or home insurance. But for home insurance, you know, if you have a smoke detector, a fire extinguisher, some type of security alarm, even those self-install security alarms can get you a discount. So price is the main one.
Right.
A lot of people want to know, especially first-time home buyers, everyone wants to know about their policy and what it covers.
Mm-hmm.
They also are very focused on who's covered, what's not covered. So those are some of the things that people are concerned right. about.
So one thing I wanted to ask you, after Hurricane Sandy, this area was ravaged mm-hmm. by the storm, not just here, but I think most of the tri-state area was ravaged, and especially the low-lying coastal areas. How did that affect you and, you know, other insurance companies? Did that mean everyone's premium increased? Tell me a little bit about that.
It had a significant impact on the insurance industry, especially for home insurance. Now, in some areas, the insurance companies will place what's called a hurricane deductible on that area. And a lot of that came about because of the natural disasters that we've had in the Northeast that,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yeah.
we just weren't used to. So the insurance companies came up with what's called a hurricane deductible. And it could be 2%, 5% of whatever coverage A is. And what that means is if the National Weather Service categorizes a storm as a hurricane and your home is impacted by that hurricane, you'll have to pay that deductible first before your coverage kicks in.
Okay.
So if you have a 5%
yeah.
deductible and you have, let's say, $500,000 in coverage, your deductible is going to be 5% of that if there's mm-hmm. a hurricane.
Okay.
That's something to look to keep in mind when you're shopping.
All right. Yeah.
So you told us today that you drove all the way from
Brooklyn.
So what about first-time drivers and auto insurance? How do they go about that at BrightWay?
Well, that's one of the great things about doing business with my agency is that we have options. Having 10 auto insurance companies to offer customers is huge. We have companies that are, you know, a little bit more lenient towards first-time drivers, and they'll give them a decent rate. We have some companies that they won't even give you a policy if you've never had an insurance, any insurance, auto insurance history. So that's one of the great things about doing business with us is that we work with carriers that work with first-time drivers. Maybe you have a couple accidents, you know, a couple things on your license. We have those carriers that are willing to work.
So you've been a member of the chamber for about a year now. How has the experience been for you and Rochelle, and especially being our neighbors at the chamber?
Yeah, literally like three storefronts down from the Chamber of Commerce in New Rochelle. It's been great. It's only been a year, but I made a great decision coming to New Rochelle.
Mm-hmm.
The chambers welcomed me and allowed me to connect with a lot of the people in the community and different businesses. And overall, I'm just very happy with opening up the agency here and, you know, getting to know New Rochelle more. And it's a great place to work and live. And I really look forward to coming to work every day.
That's great. Now, that's why driver's ed is very important for, young drivers, right?
It's super important. Yeah. It's a must nowadays.
Yeah, definitely. Since we're kind of on car insurance now, but what questions should someone ask, before buying a car insurance policy?
Well, they definitely want to, a couple questions are, one, you want to be able to do business comfortably with this insurance company. What type, do they have an app? What do they have payment plans? You know, some companies have different payment plans. They might charge you extra fees if you're on a payment plan. You know, what type of discounts they offer? Every company offers different discounts. You mentioned the education for new drivers.
Mm-hmm.
Some companies will give you a discount if you take that education course. Some companies won't. You also want to do some research on their financial strength and their ability to pay out claims. You know, you're paying all this money for car insurance, and the last thing you want is to make sure, well, the last thing you want is to not have your claim paid out. And, you know, you want to, you got to read the fine print. And that's why you do business with an agent, because we're, that's what we're licensed to do, to
explain more fully and clearly. Yeah. And most of the time people don't want to read what's in that fine print. So they rely on somebody else to interpret it and put it into more clear terms.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So if someone wanted more information on any of the services that you offer, what's the best way to reach you?
Our office number is 914-919-9332. That's 914-919-9332. That's the best way to get us on the phone. You can also go on our website, which is called brightwayramirez.com. That's brightwayramirez.com.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Chamber Show and on here on WVOX on 1460 on your AM dial and at WVOX.com. And joining us today is Julio Ramirez from Brightway Insurance. And if you'd like to call in, our number is 914-636-0110. So has the last year been busy for you?
Very busy. Like I said, you know, it's been a year, and still adjusting to being an agency owner, but we're doing really well. We're meeting all our goals, and we have all the tools in place to help the community with their insurance needs, and we're positioned to do very, very well in 2020.
Good. All right. Yeah. So you're in a good place, and that's great to hear.
Thank you.
Yeah, sure. So we're going to break now, and we'll be right back. You're listening to The Chamber Show.
Take to the airwaves with us every day at Westchester's only remaining local community station, 1460 on your AM dial, or streaming live right now at WVOX.com. Better yet, download the WVOX app and take us with you wherever you go.
1460 WVOX.
Good morning. Welcome back to The Chamber Show. I'm Matt Ricker. We're here every second and fourth Monday at 11 a.m. here on 1460 on your AM dial, or you can listen to us worldwide at WVOX.com. Today we have Julio Ramirez from Brightway Insurance joining us, along with Diamond Wollaston, Deputy Director from the Chamber. So thank you both for being here. Julio, we asked you a bunch of questions in our last segment, but if you can just tell people again how to reach you in case they're just tuning in.
Yeah, not a problem. You can reach me at my agency at 914-919-9332. That's 914-919-9332. Online, you can contact us at brightwayramirez.com. That's brightwayramirez.com.
And you have some social media platforms as well?
We're on Facebook. If you plug in Brightway and Julio Ramirez, I should come up.
Okay.
Same thing on Instagram. Plug in Brightway and Julio Ramirez, and you'll find our page.
All right. And Diamond, you have some announcements from the Chamber?
Yes. So we have the Thanksgiving parade coming up November 23rd. If you would like to discuss some points about that.
Sure. Yeah. So it's, as you said, Saturday, November 23rd at 10 a.m. There is a new route this year. It starts along North Avenue and East Chester Road and goes directly to Bonfoy Place. Almost all Nurshell schools will be marching, along with local businesses and organizations. If you'd like to march in the parade, please call the Chamber at 914-632-5700 if you'd like to participate. and find out other ways. And if you'd like to volunteer, you can also reach us at that number as well. Also, I know I mentioned already about the parade, but do take down the new route. I think a lot of people were a little confused on that, but the new route, again, it starts from North Avenue and Eastchester Road and goes to Bonfoy Place.
And this new route is only temporary. Next year, we should hopefully be back on the old route down North Avenue on Main Street and then to Maple. But this year, you know, there's a lot going on in Rochelle, so we figured it would be best and safest to just go down to Bonfoy, one straight mile down. Yeah. So if anyone is interested in watching, please come out, line the streets, show your support. We'll be having Mighty Mouse, Tom the Turkey. We have Abby Kadabi and many other parade balloons. We have large bands coming.
Yeah,
so please come out and show your support.
All right. So there you have it with announcements. And Julio, so tell us a final word. Anything else you'd like to get in about insurance or your business?
Well, again, thank you so much for having me.
Of course.
I had a great time. I really appreciate it. I wanted to just let the world know that all the companies that we work with are A-rated for financial strength, which if you look that up, that means that the company is doing really well financially and it's easy to do business with them. It's easy for them to pay out claims. Some of the companies that we work with, Nationwide, Travelers, MetLife, The Hartford, Progressive, Liberty Mutual. We have all the big name brands. We have even some smaller companies. They're not small, but you've never heard of them, but they're just as good as those, the well-recognized brands.
Yeah, good to know.
And you can always reach us. Our office hours are 9 to 6 for sales. Our customer service department is open till 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. And you can call us at 914-919-9332, 914-919-9332.
And you can also, viewers, you can also follow on social media, on Facebook and Instagram, right?
Yeah, that's right. Just plug in Brightway and Julio Ramirez, and I should come up.
All right, great. Diamond and Mr. Ramirez from Brightway, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
This is the Chamber Show. We'll be back what's the next day?
November.
November, yeah. So we'll be back on November 11th at 11 a.m. here on 1460 a.m. and worldwide at WVOX.com. So, again, thanks for joining us. I'm Matt Ricker, and we'll see you next time on The Chamber Show.